Healthcare in Vermont and across the country is undergoing a tremendous transition. Uncertainty about health insurance, skyrocketing costs, and the decline of independent primary care practices all make it impossible to predict what healthcare will look like in 5 or 10 years down the road. Now, two doctors in Townsend, Vermont, say they are trying a new model called direct primary care, where patients pay a flat monthly fee for unlimited doctor visits. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
There's been a big change in how medical offices do business since Dr. Ed Mulhern first started treating patients more than 30 years ago. Across the United States and in Vermont, local doctors are increasingly joining up with nearby hospitals. And when that happens, Mulhern says, the doctors become employees in a larger system that puts more emphasis on the bottom line than on patient care.
It's so expensive to practice medicine in this country right now, for reasons that maybe don't even have that much to do with the medical profession itself in terms of people who practice medicine. And it's not just the research that's being done, it's the way the business community is running medicine, and they are very much the people running medicine now. It's not the doctors.
Mulhern says family practices don't have a lot of options, and so when he heard about direct primary care, he was willing to give it a try. Direct primary care is being used by doctors across the country, and under the model, patients pay a monthly fee, $85 in this case, which goes directly to the doctor. Mulhern says direct primary care doctors have more time to spend with patients because they don't have to deal with insurance companies, and he says without the financial barrier of a copay, patients will see a provider when they're sick or in need. Mulhern says that fosters a long-term relationship.
And that's a style that I have tended to use myself, is to give the patient that time. So if you want to have time to sit with your doctor and relate to the doctor, and you really get to know each other, not just the doctor, the patient, but the patient, the doctor, and there's much more quality there in terms of decision-making, but also there's this supportive relationship, which has been shown by many, many studies, you know, to say that health outcomes are much better where there is this support, strong relationship between the care, you know, provider and the patient and so on, which is very hard to come by in a system that right now is mainly productivity oriented. How much can you get done? You know, relating to people is not a doing, it's a being with people.
Andrea Howe has been Dr. Mulhern's patient for 28 years. And she says over that time, Mulhern has provided care in spite of the challenges brought on by insurance companies and finances. Howe says she shares the doctor's concern about the future of health care, and that even though she and her husband have some reservations, she wants to support Mulhern's new payment model.
I feel very strongly that the medical system is broken, and using insurance as a crutch for the medical system, it feels like it's starting to dominate the medical system rather than the doctors and the patients, which it's supposed to be enhancing. And so therefore, I'm going to try this because it completely alleviates that third party that's involved and currently involved in medical care.
Dr. Mulhern is partnering with Dr. Jesper Brickley to open a new direct primary care office in Townsend. Brickley says their patients will need to keep their insurance for catastrophic coverage care and long-term chronic medical care. He admits it's an investment and a bit of a leap of faith for the doctors and the patients.
I'm used to seeing a patient and having to come up with a certain number of diagnoses so that I can then meet the needs of the insurance system that says that we need to be treating a certain number of illnesses. This is a different way of looking at that, and it's an adjustment for all of us.
Brickley says direct primary care is a little bit like a co-op, where the community pools its resources to support a local medical office. The two doctors have been reaching out to their patients to give them time to ask questions about the new system. At the beginning of the new year, they'll serve only patients who sign on to the direct care model. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Townsend.